Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
All right, shift gears here for a second. As you headed to work this morning, you're thinking, eh, those damn millennials. The millennials are going to work this morning. You're thinking, ah, oh, you damn baby boomer bosses types.
Yeah.
We all fall into the same sort of mind traps, I suppose, and that is that we think, stereotypically, we can put everybody in one category, and therefore that defines our workday. Would you agree with that?
I would think
so. That's our perception?
I think, yeah, a lot of folks' perceptions, and that maybe that the part of that also is that they know better, that whoever feel, you know, you feel like you know better than the other generations, right?
Yes, yeah. And in fact, I do. Leah Georges did a very famous, well-known TED Talk. You like the TED Talks, Dave? You a fan of the
TED
Talks?
I do, yes.
Famous TED Talk to break down these generational biases that go on in the workplace.
She says we can all work together and learn from one another.
She says, can't we all get along?
Exactly.
Yeah. Professor and researcher at Creighton and joins us now on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you all this morning?
We're fine, but I don't know that I can trust you. Are you one of those millennials?
I am one of those millennials. But remember, millennials are 35, too. We're not just 19.
I know. Yeah? You're mature. You've lived your life, but you don't know what you know.
No, well, I know what I don't know. I think I'm learning more about what I don't know the older I get.
Let me give you a bias right off the bat, and you tell me why it's destructive, if you would, because I think it is.
Sure.
I love my kids. They're millennials.
Okay.
And I have hired millennials and worked with millennials for a long time. I believe until you are in charge, in quotes, you have to play by the rules of those who are. And therefore, if your back's to me or if your face is in your screen, it is a show of disrespect to those who don't believe the same way. Am I wrong?
You're wrong. I do think it's a matter, and this comes up all the time, right? Because technology has invaded every space that we spend our time. And I think part of what drives this challenge is that think young millennials, so think our college students, maybe young 20s, have always had technology in their face. And so they're surrounded by other people, their peers, their student friends that are doing the same thing. And so when they go to work, they're surrounded by people that maybe aren't doing what they've done forever. And there's just this learning curve. And I think we assume that they're by keeping their face in their phone and their computer and not creating eye contact with us. But it's a trainable thing, right? Just like every other skill, this interpersonal communication, talking with somebody, having a phone conversation, getting your face out of your iPhone is a trainable moment. And they're not doing it to make us angry. I think they really just don't know.
Why is it that generationally, that's one generation might feel that they have to wait their turn, but another generation feels that, you know what, I can down with the hierarchy, down with the system. I don't have to wait. I can seize this opportunity now. Why does that happen between generations?
You know, I think it's a great question. I don't know that I've got the perfect answer. I don't know that any of us as the super nerds that are doing this work really know. But I think part of it is this younger generation, we've empowered to sort of take the reins, right? So we're telling them, you can do anything. You can be anything. Go forth,
Steve,
and set the world on fire.
Oh, You're telling that to your children.
No, I believe,
yes,
I believe my
thing,
generation,
right?
I believe my generation of parents have created their own problem in this regard. There's no question.
Well, and so, right, what happens is this, you know, I say we, I'm a millennial, but I'm an old millennial. My 19-year-old millennial peers would say I have nothing in common with them. But when they come to work and they go forth to set the world on fire and they try and take charge as we've trained them to do, we go, whoa, 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 but just not here. Do it everywhere else, but not here. But listen to what I have to say here. So, again, it's sort of that expectation setting and communication.
So the destruction and the damage that comes from just assuming someone is something because they're part of a generation. Explain that.
Right. Well, I think it transcends to any sort of stereotype we create. We create these stereotypes, and what we do then is we look for examples that bolster our idea about them. So every time I see a millennial, for instance, or let's go the other way, every time I see a boomer fumbling with technology, which is one of the stereotypes millennials have of boomers, every time I see them fumbling, I go, see, boomers don't know what they're doing with technology. I don't identify or look for those moments where they've totally got it under control, where the boomer is spending more time on their phone than I am, potentially. We don't see sort of the the counter story. We look for examples. We're more keen to see examples that solidify what we already believe. And so, you know, somebody told me not too long ago, I'm a millennial. And they said, you really forgot to be lazy, Leah. You need to work harder at being lazy because that's what millennials do. That's what sort of they've created.
So how do we facilitate learning from each other as opposed to deepening these stereotypes that we have of each other?
Yeah, it's a really good
question.
Take
those walls down, Leah.
Yeah, I know. That's the question, right? That's what everybody wants to do. And I think the answer is simple, but it's not easy, right? And the answer is to get to know humans individually, stereotypes aside, knowing them as a person, not a generational cohort. So all of the things that make up a human, there's this great idea by a woman named Nilofer Merchant. She talks about this idea of onlyness. It's that spot in the world only you stand as a function of your history, your experiences, everything that you've lived to that point, whether you're 12, 22, 72, 54, it's what you bring to that place. And a generation is part of it, but that's one small piece of who that person is. And so if we're particularly annoyed with a person at work because, let's say, it's because of a generational challenge, stop, get to know that person, not the generation, right? But dig into that person's motivation. Why are they here? What did this company look like 40 years ago if they've been there that long? Or the extra that came in the door dressed in a way that maybe we didn't want them to. Has anybody set them up for success? Has the youngest millennial in the office grabbed that person and said, hey, I know they say casual Friday is casual. It's really not. Set the people up for success that are coming into our workplace and meet them where they are. No one's going to change because I want them to, right? Can you imagine? I know we all have examples of, I want someone to be different. I want you to act differently, to speak differently.
Right.
And I run my head into the wall wanting that to be. And we know it doesn't happen, but the only thing I can shift is me.
Your perception of it.
And how I meet them there. And I don't have to unpack and live there with them, especially if I don't agree with what they're doing or behaving or anything, but I can certainly meet them there and help guide them to a place where we can all be together well.
So I'm glad you mentioned Generation Xers, because that's, I think if my math is right, 36 to 54-year-olds. So
yeah, well, it just depends. Yeah, 39, 58, somewhere in there.
Okay.
Well, I'm Gen X.
Hold on, I could be a Gen X and I'm 58.
You're a cusper, Steve. Yeah, you're right on the cusp of two generations.
But I have run into just as many, if not more, Gen Xers that are bad-mouthing millennials than I have baby boomers that are bad-mouthing millennials. Do you see that?
Sure. I do. Well, I'm hearing about it. I don't know that I've seen it in the research, but I certainly hear people talking about it. Gen X is the smallest generation, sandwiched between the baby boomers, so this huge, you know, the boomer generation, and then what we call the echo boomers or the millennials, which is now the largest generation in the workplace. And we don't talk much about Gen X because we raised this generation to be independent. They're known as the latchkey generation in many ways. They let themselves into the house. It's the first generation where both parents were working. And so that there's really independent group, and they like to work on their own, and they like to work hard, and they're focused on this work-life balance, getting kids where they need to be if they have children. And so millennials may be, you know, receiving benefits they didn't see, like boomers, with flexible work schedules that we know we can do now because technology exists now that didn't 20 years ago, potentially. So I think every generation has its gripes with every other generation. I've not heard any exception to that yet.
Who decides where the cutoffs are going to be for these generations?
It's such a good question. So they are completely made up, 100% invented by people like me, by bloggers, by book writers.
Marketing.
That's the challenge with this totally. That's the challenge with this generational conversation and the space I want to spend most of my time when I speak is these generations are completely arbitrary, and they're defined by shared societal impactful events. So think, where were you when for your generation, those big moments. But nobody agrees on the dates in which these generations occur. For instance, wherever you read, you might be an Xer or a boomer that day, Steve, depending on which article you're reading. And nobody's acknowledging.
Totally an Xer today. Totally.
Absolutely. Totally. That's fair.
All right. So here's the thing. I feel like there's a couple takeaways here. And you tell me if you agree with these. So here's my takeaway as a, let's say I'm a boomer. As a boomer, I need to not assume that a millennial is going to be rude and disengaged because they're looking at their phone or whatever, and I need to say to them, I need you to pay attention to what I'm saying by looking at me when I'm talking. I know that's you're not trying to be rude. That's what I need for me. Is that right?
I think that's precisely it. And you know what? It might be rude, but the challenge is they're they're not trying to be rude, right? Their goal is not to be rude, to make you frustrated, to make you feel like you're not engaged. But here's the key, I think, with all of this is explaining why. You know, we've all worked for someone that says something like, I need you to be here at 7 o'clock in the morning. You go, okay. And you get here at 7:01 and they say, I needed you to be here at 7. Yeah. Well, what the world difference would have been if they said, I need you here at 7 because customers get here at 7:01. And if you're not here, it makes us look like we don't know what we're doing. It's the, but why? And that's what we've raised millennials to do, is to ask that question. We just have.
And on the flip side of that, because you mentioned this, millennials need to, and Xers too, I suppose, need to assume, or I should say not assume, that your parents and your grandparents don't know how to access Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, or they don't know how to text you. And don't do this. Give me your phone.
Mom, ugh. Yes, completely. I think, you know, and it might be the case, but, you know, when I talk to organizations with technology, always comes up, always. And if I talk to boomers that have been in a place of work for 30 years, maybe 40 years, I'll ask them, how many times have you seen a specific computer system come through your workplace, a point of sale, of whatever? And they'll say 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different systems, and with the promises each one is better than the other. And so when someone comes in and says, we're going to do this great new system, and boomers roll their eyes, they might know more than the rest of us, right? They might know it's just one more thing that's coming down the pike. So I think, you know, valuing everybody's input on these stories matters, and everybody's story matters. And, you know, stereotypes exist for a reason, but they're shortcuts. That's it. They're cognitive shortcuts, and they may apply to some folks, but not necessarily most folks.
All right. So, G, I'm sorry I've characterized and generalized and, well, put you in a particular box. You millennial.
Steve.
I know. You want
I'm
my
with
phone?
You.
Leah George, the TEDx talk is out there. Go watch it. Thanks for coming on, and you know, I appreciate it. I think you helped us.
Sure. Thanks, Steve. Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
See you. That's Leah George's.
I feel so connected to you.
But honestly, I mean, I am open to other ideas.
Oh, you totally are.
I am totally open.
You are hip. You're cool. You're open. You're ready to learn new things.
I look forward to people expressing their views that are counter to mine.
Absolutely. You are open. I mean, as long as they know what they're talking about and they're intelligent.
What's that beeping? Oh, that's the BS meter.
Man, when you said, hand me your phone, just let me see your phone.
Right?
My kids do that to me, like, because I got a new phone.
But you get
a
sigh first, don't you? You get the sigh first?
Oh, Mom, let me have your phone.
Right.
Let me see your
phone,
they always say. That's what they always say.
Patience is a virtue.
How about when you try to take a picture and your kids just assume you suck?
Just grab it.
I don't get that.
Just grab the photo.
My kids are much more supportive, apparently.
Nah, behind your back, they're awful. Listen, this is a perfect description from the 630. Anecdotally, here's the difference in the generations. When asked the question, how'd Kennedy die? Baby boomers say Dallas assassination. Gen Xers say plane crash off of Cape Cod. Millennials say, who's Kennedy? Kind of sums it up.
Yep.